Marco Werman, and this is The World. Glad to be back with you today. There is a proverb in Turkish, feed a crow and it will pluck out your eyes. That may be something Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is considering these days, and here's why. Turkish authorities blame ISIS for the deadly bombing on Istanbul's main airport on Tuesday, but until recently, Erdogan didn't seem to consider ISIS a major threat to Turkey. Some say he even provided tacit support for ISIS as part of his effort to help Syrian rebels oust President Bashar al-Assad.
There's also an American proverb, lie down with dogs and you might get up with fleas.
Rukmini Kalamaki wrote about Turkey's complicated relationship with ISIS. For today's New York Times, she's in Istanbul.
So Turkey has essentially acted as ISIS's rear base since the rise of this group in 2012 and 2013. Since then, Istanbul, the international airport in Istanbul, which is the very one that they have now bombed, was the main route that foreign fighters used to get to Turkey and then overland to cross into Syria. When I was with rebel forces that are fighting ISIS in northern Syria last year, they told me that when they are able to kill ISIS fighters on the battlefield, they often find ID cards or passports on them that show that they transited through Turkey, Turkish entry stamps. And so the question now is, why has ISIS decided to retaliate in this very dramatic way? Surely they must know that by doing so, that there is a danger that Turkey could crack down and could shut down the border, making it much harder for their fighters to get in and out.
I mean, just because ISIS fighters use Atatürk Airport to get to where they wanted to go, I mean, couldn't that just be convenience? Does it necessarily mean the Turkish government supported them?
You know, this is a question that we've grappled with in our own reporting. When I was in southern Turkey, it becomes very hard to tie what's happening with ISIS in Turkey to the government. It's hard to distinguish between them just turning a blind eye and them actively supporting them, right? I certainly was never able to make the stronger statement. But what is clear is that they're transiting through Turkey. They're using southern Turkey as a place where they go for R&R, for hospital treatment. They use Western unions there to receive money from their families in Europe. And many of the ISIS fighters that end up being captured do so with Turkish cell phone numbers on them. So they were using the Turkish cell network.
When did all this change with the Turkish government and ISIS? When did the Turkish government turn against ISIS?
The turning point, I think, was last year, in the summer of last year, when the United States negotiated using the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey to carry out sorties over Iraq and Syria and to carry out airstrikes against the group. If you look at Debik, their flagship magazine, immediately after that deal was sealed, the next issue of Debik, their cover image was President Erdogan, the president of Turkey, leaning in and speaking to Obama. So this image of the president of Turkey in a metaphorical embrace with their number one enemy. That to me was a signal that they were moving towards essentially designating Turkey one of their enemies and one of their targets. And since then, we have seen an uptick in attacks that have been blamed on ISIS. But the interesting thing, Marco, is that in Turkey, ISIS has never claimed any of its major suicide bombings. It's always officials who end up identifying it as ISIS, while ISIS remains silent on the subject.
And what does that tell us?
You know, it's a very puzzling thing because, as you know, this is a group that loves to tout its slaughter and that is not shy at all of claiming the attacks they have done elsewhere, even some of the most horrific attacks. So the analysts I've spoken to see it as a case of them wanting to have their cake and eating it too, right? That they want to still be able to have access through Turkey for their fighters, for their supplies. And at the same time, they want to send a message to Turkey. They want to punish the country for its growing rapprochement with the West. But they're afraid, I think, to do it in a way that would be too strident and might prompt Turkey to retaliate.
That was Rukmini Kalamaki in Istanbul with the New York Times.